This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for joining us this morning. If you just heard Stephen Jenkins a moment ago, that's what a treat. Nice to see him. He looks healthy. A little scattered. But just a delight.
I thought he was a lot of fun, but there are some people who are like, wow, is he okay? He's okay.
He seems okay.
He seems to be having a pretty good life.
Yeah. He's friendly too, like right even when he got here. And of course, here's the other thing. He got here about half an hour early, so we just sort of flip-flopped the day for him because he's got to go fly and score something.
Right.
So we're going to do a little trash here. I want to start with...
For the record...
Oh, yes, dear.
If I could. Your jacket came off.
I tried to turn up the heat because he was so cold.
There was no making out. What happened?
Yeah, I know. I'm really bummed I didn't get to make out with him.
You didn't go in for a kiss.
Yeah, I mean, I told you we're friends.
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, well.
About what?
You were going to say Guns N' Roses?
I was going to say Guns N' Roses. Crime. If you want to go see Guns N' Roses, well... Now's your chance. 800-400-3697. They're coming to Oracle Park in San Francisco on August 5th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at noon at Ticketmaster. And you can actually, tomorrow, there's a special preview day for Alice listeners only. You go to Ticketmaster.com from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Thursday with the password SOLO. And it gives you access to tickets before the general public. Or you can win a pair right now. 800-400-3697. Brandon, you getting the phones? So you get to talk to Brandon. Big Survivor fan, that Brandon. Almost made it on the show.
Yeah. He'll get
amazing.
On there.
Sure he will. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by The Organic Coup. It's America's best tasting chicken sandwich. Try one today at your local Coup location and become organically cocky. And if you're wondering why I'm going to do the trash now, is because me and Vinny had to flip the thing because Stephen Jenkins was all like, yeah, I got to come in there. I got to be in there now.
Well, also, you pre-prepare your breaks and mine are so freestyle. So
it's true. I had it all prepped from this morning.
So,
and Vinny's like, I'm just going to randomly reach my hand into this flurry.
Well, I'm like a pitcher. I sit there uh-huh. and I think, which pitch is going to be the one this time?
Yeah.
I start throwing.
I think it's more like, you ever remember on like The Price is Right, you had to stand in the whirling tunnel of money? Uh-huh. Like you'd stand in the plastic, lucite cage, and they turn on the fan and the money would be going... Just grab it. You might grab a dollar. You might grab $100. Oh, here's this story.
No.
Grab this story.
No.
Dude, I've seen your workspace.
You don't know.
I do know.
You don't.
Are you kidding me? I've worked with you for 20 years.
There's an artistry to what I'm doing, too. Anyway, did the Guns N' Roses thing happen yet?
It did. Yes. It's all set.
Good.
So, Survivor at 40. Greatest Moments and Players tonight at 8 on CBS. Welcome home.
I'm just saying, look,
and I want you guys to all watch it. Nicole, you have to watch this tonight. Bryn, you have to watch this tonight.
I'm going to.
Because I want us to all watch it together. Vaughn, I know you're going to watch it.
I don't know that I'll watch it tonight. That's a little late for me, but
okay,
well, I will record it.
You can watch it tomorrow, you guys. Just record it. I guess I'll start with the Kevin Hart stuff. This is, he had a horrendous car accident.
Mm-hmm.
And no one has sued anybody for anything.
Well, and maybe there was a nice settlement.
Well, it's possible, though they're saying certainly nothing that was legally entered into any system was made.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone did lawyer up after the crash. Maybe just to sort of be ready in case anybody else sued them. Kevin Hart has not filed a lawsuit in the wake of his near-fatal crash. He hasn't been sued either, and the driver and passenger haven't sued or been sued either, and not one single lawsuit has been filed, even though everyone thought, though there's going to be.
Well,
look,
hold
friends
on.
Or not, someone's going to have
but
some major
But they were
bills.
Friends, right?
Close friends.
Okay, so I'm guessing that, because it wasn't Kevin driving, it was someone
it
else,
wasn't.
Right?
So Kevin was in the front passenger seat in September. His 1970 Plymouth Barracuda crashed into an embankment in Malibu. I thought they said it was on Mulholland, so I guess that winds down into there. Kevin, the And Kevin, the driver, and the driver's fiance were all hospitalized. I mean, the pictures, I'd forgotten just how hideous this was. Let me tear this off of here. I mean, it's amazing anybody walked away from that car crash. It is just, it's unbelievable. So they were all hospitalized. Kevin required spinal surgery. Investigators concluded no one was wearing a seatbelt. Even if there had been safety harnesses in the car, nobody had their seatbelt on anyway.
And these are cars that don't have airbags, right?
Somebody had redone this car, but that somebody didn't put in safety harnesses, and I'm guessing if they're not putting those in, they probably didn't put in airbags either. I have no idea if you can
Well, my dad redid his, I think it's a 66 Nova, and he did it from, he took it down to the frame, the metal piece that everything's attached to, painted that and started from there and everything got put on that was like brand new.
Right.
So it's like a brand new car essentially.
Right.
Except it's a 66 Nova. And no, there's no airbags, there's no safety anything. You do have maybe lap belts, but
yeah, they had lap belts, but none of them had them on.
The main thing about often about these cars is they're not expected to be driven around.
Mm-mm.
Like my dad
would, it's a showpiece.
He would not leave the if there was a chance of a raindrop, it wasn't leaving the garage.
Right. This well, and when there's no rain, there's dust. He doesn't want any dust
there's
on
just
there.
Everything is, these are like the occasional takeout for an afternoon around, but
on a perfect day.
Right.
Too.
Perfect
the old
day.
Sunday drive.
Right.
Law enforcement says the driver was at fault. He allegedly gunned the vehicle's 720 horsepower engine and lost control. Everyone immediately lawyered up. This is the Kevin Hart crash. And then there was silence. It seemed almost certain that the driver would get sued, and Kevin as well, since he was the owner of the car. They're saying here, owners are responsible when they allow someone to take the wheel and their negligence causes an accident. I don't know about that. There's also talk that the company that customized the car would get sued since there were no safety harnesses in the vehicle. They're saying, although that's sort of moot because who's to say whether or not they would have put the safety harnesses on? They weren't even using their lap belts.
Well, at some point, as you're talking about all these lawsuits, personal responsibility does come into play, especially when you're dealing with adults. The driver should say, I'm not suing anyone because I was driving and I punched the gas. You know?
They're saying in TMZ, so I don't know, they have sources. Sources are saying no money has changed hands as part of a settlement. When it So lawsuits resulting from the crash, crickets. Everyone has 3 years to file a lawsuit. So there's no, look, it's been 6 months, if that, right? 5 months. It could easily still happen. But as of right now, nothing. Kevin is still undergoing pretty hardcore physical therapy. He hits the gym regularly. He's involved in work again as well. He hosted a Super Bowl gig in Miami, and he's doing plenty of promo for Jumanji. And I guess he's on the Men's Health that comes out today. Do you get that?
I don't.
Kevin's on the cover.
All right.
So
good for him.
Congratulations to him. He's actually got another show coming up, too. So we were just talking about Quibi. It was on the Super Bowl as part of that bank heist ad where the guy's going to be there in a minute.
But he has 10 minutes.
Right. He has to quickly finish up his Quibi.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to star in a series. I guess that these are long form things cut into 10-minute segments. This whole Quibi platform. I don't know exactly what it is. And I think, didn't they say in the ad it starts in April? So John Travolta and Kevin Hart are going to do a thing called Die Hart.
Die Hart, okay.
As opposed to Die Hard.
Uh-huh.
A comedic action series. They're starting production, I guess it's coming Monday. Hart plays a fictionalized version of himself. Kevin Hart plays Kevin Hart, who's tired of being the comedic sidekick. He gets his wish when a famous director offers him his dream to be the leading man in an action film. But the catch is, he has to train at the world's greatest action star school run by a lunatic played by John Travolta.
That sounds fun.
Pushed to his limits by this action school coach and a tough-minded rival student, Kevin must survive a series of hilarious, over-the-top action sequences and face his fears if he wants to achieve his dream and land the role of a lifetime.
Hmm.
So it's called Die Hart. And if you are one of the 10 people who are interested in getting another subscription service,
I am so not.
This one's called Quibi.
Launches April 6th.
Oh, April 6th. Okay. Do you want to squeeze some text in here? Or do you want to hold them for the other side? Because I can, whatever you'd like. Normally we would do that here.
I can do a couple texts. You want some?
Sure.
Okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys said. Can you reset? I have no idea who you are interviewing.
Oh, I said his name several times. Stop it. I made a point of it.
Third Eye Blind is my favorite band of all time. When I was a kid, my mom won Tix on the radio to see a show at the Greek Theater, and I was 15 and stoked.
Oh.
Day of show, she said, I don't feel like going. It crushed my world. Worst day of my life.
Oh, she didn't get to
point.
Go?
I guess not. Motorcycle Drive-By is a classic with true Third Eye Blind fans.
That's funny.
Always played,
I didn't
and we
know it.
All sing along at the concert.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it is good. I listened to that first record a lot. It's an excellent record from start to finish.
Uh-oh.
What?
I don't know. You just
pulled back.
Like, whoa.
No. I mean, there's so many that I don't want to... Motorcycle Drive-By got me through high school.
Oh, that's nice that he landed that one, because he was talking about how there was a whole documentary being made about this one song, and I'm like, oh crap, I don't think I know that song. And he's going down to compose the score today, of all things.
I love that he says it's so easy, and I'm just thinking,
it's easy.
You know, good for you that you're a musician.
Yeah, easy for you, buddy.
Meanwhile, if I could, I'm watching him play that song from the Screamer album, and I'm like, wow. Even though here he is, it's a new song, and he's still just on a C an A minor, like basic chords.
Mm-hmm. Simple is clever. And clever
it's
is
going
stupid.
A minor to G to E. I'm like, he's just in the basics. Those are the basic chords.
Yeah, those are the ones. It's amazing how many songs you can get out of those amazing basic chords.
Right.
And you can get even more. You put a capo on there. Now you're playing totally different chords, but the same cool. Thank you, Michael Franti. Thank you.
We haven't seen him in a while, have we?
Well, I see him on Instagram all the time. He looks busy.
Yeah, he does.
But no, he hasn't been. He's recording right now, I believe. I saw a bunch of studio shots.
Oh, is that right?
I think so.
Good for him.
Although I also saw him in Bali, and I've seen him, you know, walking on the top of a mountain. Who knows what the hell he's doing?
510 says, I missed what was said about Yuzette. I've been listening for her and just thought she was in a training curve.
We talked about it a little, and it's in the Lost 30 for today. So if you are a radio.com person, and if you're not, why not? You should be. You can get all our podcasts delivered to you every day. It's in the Lost 30. And if you have any trouble finding it, just go to RadioAlice.com and type in Lost 30, today's date. Is that one up already?
Yep.
You could listen to it right now. Mm-hmm. Bryn just said so.
Yep.
Great.
So there you go. We'll take a quick break on that note and finish up the text and more, because don't forget about the trip to Europe we're giving away right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.